Hello everyone, and welcome to the So Mindful podcast, where we dig into the tips and topics that will help you have great fun making clothes that make you feel fabulous. I'm your host, Jackie Blakemore of So Much More Fun, and I can't wait to share this week's illuminating episode with you. So let's roll the tape. Hello, my lovelies, and thanks for joining me for this week's episode. As the weather turns a bit colder, I thought it might be good to talk about sewing with thicker fabrics. So today I have 10 tips plus a couple of bonus tips on working with these sometimes trickier fabrics. First, I'd like to just cover a couple of things that I wanted to remember to share with you. The first is just a reminder that you still have time to use your code to get your My Body Model Crokies. To get your 20% discount, go to mybodymodel.com and enter the code SOMINDFUL, which is SEWMINDFUL, all in capital letters. These croquis are great for sketching out designs to suit your unique and beautiful body shape and size, so be sure to give them a try. Secondly, I wanted to give you a heads up that the next but one pattern episode will be covering the itch to stitch antrim dress, which I think is a great party dress. Melanie Keane made a suggestion that if you've made it, you might want to share your comments. If you do, then I'd love to include your feedback, good or bad, in this show. Or if you have a favourite party dress pattern, then let me know and I can include it and share it with everyone, as I'm always on the lookout for good pattern recommendations. So please get in touch via Instagram or Facebook, or you can email me. All the details are in the show notes. Finally, I've created a printable PDF with all of today's tips for you. My short-term memory seems to be taking a vacation at the moment, so if yours is too, or if you just want to keep a copy of these tips handy, then use the link in the show notes to get your copy, or go to somuchmorefun.co.uk/post/episode52. So let's get into our main topic for discussion today, which is sewing with thicker fabrics. It's approaching winter here in the UK, and whilst it's been a mild autumn, the colder nights are just around the corner. We're also experiencing unprecedented fuel costs, and so warm clothes and layers will definitely be a feature of my winter wardrobe. But making warm clothes can often involve sewing with thicker fabrics. And I know that many people are put off by the thought of having to wrestle with layers of thick fabrics through their machine. And if you tried it in the past and had a bad experience, it can definitely put you off trying again. So today, I wanted to talk through 10 top tips that you can use to have confidence making everything from warm jumpers to snuggly coats. I've also included a couple of bonus tips that came to me as I was prepping for our chat. I don't want you to be left shivering in the cold weather when it sets in, and I also don't want you to have to say no to fabric or patterns just because you're worried about sewing thicker fabrics. So these tips are simple ways to have fun making toasty treats to wear in the winter and get a finish that you're proud of. So firstly, a question. When I say thicker fabrics, what fabrics come to mind for you? When I asked my mum, she had in mind the types of coating fabrics like boiled wools and wool felts. I tend to think of things like fleecy fabrics or jacquards. Maybe you think about heavy denims and canvases, or possibly even upholstery fabrics. I think there are three groups of thick fabrics. Those that have a high loft, which means that when you lay the fabric on the table, you can actually see the kind of width of the fabric as it's lying on the table. So these include things like fleeces or boiled wools, felted wools or brushed fabrics, or textured fabrics such as jacquards, or even quilted fabrics. The second group, I think, are densely woven or tightly woven fabrics. These are things like the thicker denims or maybe canvases. And then finally, we've got the group of upholstery fabrics, which you might want to use for bags or curtains or homewares, or even for some kind of bigger coats and jackets. So before you start your sewing project, there are a couple of things to look out for. Consider your pattern and the features it includes. If it's your first time sewing with thicker fabrics, then I would say avoid sewing patterns that require you to sew through an excessive number of layers of fabric. That's things with gathers or pleats, collars and cuffs, or narrow or rolled hems. Collars and cuffs can often require you to sew through at least 3 layers of fabric and sometimes more if there are facings or plackets. Thicker fabrics don't tend to turn up or press as well as thinner fabrics. They also have a greater turn of cloth, which means that it takes more fabric to turn them over for things like hems. So that means if you've only got a small hem allowance or small seam allowance, it can use most of that up just trying to get it to turn over. I'm not saying don't try these types of features, but I would say perhaps don't start with them. If you haven't tried sewing with thicker fabrics, then what's put you off? When I asked my mum, she said she wasn't sure if she'd be able to get a nice finish. She was thinking in terms of making a coat, and because it's an outer garment, I think she felt it was more visible and maybe more open to scrutiny, and so she felt that it would need to have a better finish if she was going to wear it out, which I thought was an interesting perspective. Just on that, I'd like to just remind you, give yourself permission to try things out and for it to go horribly wrong. I've definitely learned a lot from trying things, making mistakes, having another go, and then applying what I've learned. Like cooking or swimming, or riding a bike, sewing isn't something you can really learn from a book. You learn best when you give it a go. So if you have tried sewing with thicker fabrics in the past, what types of problems have you encountered? Well, I've experienced problems in 3 main areas. The first is when you're cutting out or pinning the fabric. It can be quite hard to get your scissors through the fabric or your rotary cutter, especially if you're working with more than one layer. When you're trying to pin the pattern pieces onto your fabric, you often lose your pins. If they're short pins, definitely, with no big heads, then you definitely lose your pins. So longer pins can be required. It can also often be heavier to handle. So you need to try and get it all on the table at the same time, or at least have something to prop up the bit that's falling off the table so it doesn't drag everything off as you're trying to pin it. The second area I've had problems is with the stitching. So it can be harder to pin the pieces together because they're thicker. I've definitely broken a lot of needles trying to sew thicker fabrics, particularly re-hemming jeans or doing something like that. It's hard to get under the presser foot of the machine. It can be hard to start off, even when you do manage to get it under the presser foot, especially if you're at the edge of the fabric. It can be hard to top stitch or understitch because there's usually more layers or more thicker layers. And it can be hard to hem, particularly over seams where you've sewn your seam allowances and then are trying to hem through lots of thick layers. The third area that I've had trouble as well is when pressing thicker fabrics. Because they have more of a defined edge to the seam allowance, that can leave imprints from the right side of the fabric after you've tried to press the seam. But all is not lost. So here are my top 10 tips that have really helped me when sewing with thicker fabrics.
Tip 1.
So, tip number 1. This is to use longer pins or wonder clips. Those of you that are quilters are used to working with lots of layers and definitely have an advantage when it comes to working with thicker fabrics. For those of you that don't quilt, look out for quilter's pins, which are often longer and usually have a nice grip at the end that can really help you get hold of the pins when they're in thicker fabrics. Also look for wonder clips, which can definitely help when constructing your garment for holding together those longer seams. These clip onto the edge without having to go through the fabric, and can definitely help when you're trying to work with thicker fabrics.
Tip 2.
My second tip, tip number 2, is to cut out fabric in single layers. It can really help cutting out one layer at a time. Rather than folding over your fabric, lay it out as a single layer. If you have pattern pieces designed to be cut on the fold, then it can help to trace them out onto a folded piece of paper so that you can open out the full pattern piece and cut it as a single layer. For pattern pieces where you need to cut a left and a right or a pair, then remember to cut one with the pattern facing up, so where you can see the writing, and then turn the pattern over and cut one with the pattern facing down. This means that you'll get a pair on your left and right version that will then be a mirror image of one another when you come to assemble your garment.
Tip 3.
Tip number 3 is to use thicker needles. Using the right needle can make a big difference to your sewing project. In episode 36, I talk in more detail about this, so if you haven't listened to that episode, I'd definitely give it a go. Needles have numbered sizes. The bigger the number, the thicker and stronger the needle. In this case, when we say thicker fabrics, we're really talking about fabrics that are more dense. because you might have a fleece that is quite loosely constructed where you can easily use your normal needle size of 80/12. But the more tightly woven the fabric, the harder it can be for the needle to get through, particularly when there are multiple layers. So for those, I tend to use a size 90/14 or 100/16. You'll also see needles specifically for denim and leather. These also tend to have slightly different shaped holes for the thread to help it go through the fabric more easily without breaking.
Tip number four
is to use a walking foot. If you have a walking foot for your machine, then using it will definitely help manage the thicker layers. In case you're not familiar with them, a walking foot looks like a bit of a contraption that has a moving piece on the top that helps feed the top layer of your fabric through the machine at the same time as the bottom layer. Again, they're commonly used by quilters, and I find that they can make a big difference when working with layers. Without them, what can happen is that the bottom layer of the fabric moves through the machine quicker than the top layer, and this means you can get uneven seams and your project can get stuck into the machine. I didn't use one for probably the first 10 years of my dressmaking, as I didn't really see the point in them, but now I'm a convert. So they aren't essential, but I would say if you don't have one, then consider adding it to your Christmas list for Santa to drop you one off.
Tip 5.
My next tip is my favourite. Use a folded over scrap of fabric when starting your seams. When you cut out your project, keep some of the scrap fabric. When you need to sew a seam where you have to start at the edge, what can happen is that the presser foot ends up at a jaunty angle, with the bottom sitting on the bed of the machine and the top pointing up into the air. This means there's not enough pressure pushing down on the fabric to get it onto the feed dogs which feed it through the machine, so it can't get any traction. And what you'll often find is that when you start to sew, your project just stays where it is and the needle keeps going up and down in the same position, bunching up all your thread underneath. To avoid this happening, when you've put your garment onto your machine, put your needle into the work to hold it in place. Lift up your presser foot and then take a piece of the folded over scrap and put it behind the needle and then put your presser foot back down. This should now help the presser foot sit flat. You're going to sew in a forward direction, so this bit of scrap will just get pushed out at the back, out of the way as you start to sew. You can also use this trick when you're turning the corner, if you're sewing close to the edge, say top stitching a corner part of your garment. Put the needle into your fabric, lift up your presser foot, grab your scrap of fabric, fold it over, put it underneath behind your needle, put your presser foot back down, and hey presto, off you go. The other thing just to note as we're talking about the presser foot is that sometimes when the fabric is really thick, it can be hard to get it under the presser foot of the machine. Some people aren't aware that actually if you take hold of the presser foot handle at the back, you can usually lift it a bit higher and it will lift the presser foot up so you can get thicker fabrics under. So you're not just constrained by just taking it up to where it normally sits. You can usually get a bit of extra leverage by lifting that handle up at the back.
Tip 6.
So tip number 6 is to use a longer stitch length. When using thicker fabrics, set your stitch length to something like a 2.8 or a 3 for the seams, and maybe consider using a 3.5 or even a 4 for top stitching and hems. Because there's more fabric for the thread to go through, it helps to allow a longer stitch length as some of it will be used up within the thickness of the fabric.
Tip 7.
On similar lines, my next tip, tip number 7, is to use a larger stitch width when overlocking. The default setting for the stitch width on my overlocker is 5. If I'm overlocking thicker fabrics, I'll often increase that to a 6 or even a 7, especially if I'm overlocking 2 or 3 layers together for things like attaching cuffs. The wider stitch allows more thread to go over the edges of the thicker fabric.
Tip 8.
Tip number 8 is to layer your seam allowances. Because the fabric is thicker wherever we have more than one layer, it can get quite bulky. And it also means you see the edge of the seam allowance from the right side of the fabric. To minimise the impact of this, you can trim away one of the layers of the seam allowance, and the easiest way to do this is just to trim it to half of the size that it started out. This gives a smoother appearance for seams and facings. And the recommendation is that you leave the longer seam allowance where you're going to see it visible on the front of the garment, on the outside of the garment, and the shorter one should be on the inside of the garment.
Tip 9.
Tip number 9 is to press seams with a seam roll or seam stick. Related to the previous tip, when pressing your seams, I try to use a seam roll or a seam stick to reduce the chance of the seam allowances imprinting on the right side of my garment. In case you don't know what these are, if you try Googling pressing tools, you'll often see hams and seam rolls sold together. One looks like a stuffed sausage, that's the seam roll, and the other is the shape of a ham joint. The idea of the seam roll is that because it's rounded, the only bit of your garment in contact with your iron is the bit that's on the edge, the top rounded edge of the seam roll. That means that you can press that stitching line and the seam allowance doesn't come into contact with the iron. That stops it making an imprint and it makes it easier to get a nice smooth finish on your seams. It's actually harder to describe that on the podcast than I imagined, but hopefully you get the idea. If you're not sure though, just Google it and you'll see what I mean. A seam stick, I should mention, is just a wooden version. It's a wooden rod that's basically semicircular on one side and flat on the other. And again, when you put that under your garment, what can happen is that you can then press on top of the rounded edge and it will only press where the rounded edge comes into contact with the iron. The other pressing tip for working with thicker fabrics is to use your hand to actually remove the steam from the fabric or remove the heat from the fabric as you're pressing. What this means is that you can apply steam or heat quite lightly with your iron and then use your fingers to press down the seam allowances. That means you can control where the pressure goes. When you're pressing any type of seam, the pressing part happens as the seam starts to cool. And so using your hand can mean that you can cool it quite quickly because the heat's transferred into your hand out of the garment and that can give you a really nice finish. But just watch out, it can be really hot.
Tip 10.
So tip number 10 is to use the hand wheel on your sewing machine. Hopefully you know what I mean by that, but it's that big turny wheel on the right-hand side. Sewing slowly and using the hand wheel to manually turn the needle can really help when going over seam allowances, particularly sewing hems and tricky layers. When working with thicker fabrics, especially the first few times, it's definitely good to take your time. But it can also help to manually turn the sewing machine hand wheel towards you when you're going over things like seams when you're sewing hems, because there are more layers to navigate. So that's my top 10 tips. What do you think? Are there any on there that are new to you, or any that you knew but are maybe forgotten? Well, I also have two bonus tips for you.
Bonus tips.
So the first tip is to use your table. Thicker fabrics can create projects that are bulkier and heavier. It can really help to make sure that you utilise the space around you to help you. One simple tip is to place your sewing machine to the right side of your sewing table or your sewing area, if you have room to do so. This will give you more room to the left of your machine, where you can use your table to help you manage the weight or bulk of the garment. Putting your machine slightly further back on the table, if you have room to do so, can also help because you can rest part of the weight of the garment on the table before feeding it through the sewing machine. And my final tip, which is a bit more industrial, is to use a hammer. I think I first saw this tip from Angela Wolf, who does some great jeans sewing courses. When working with fabrics like denim, try using a hammer on seams when hemming to flatten the fabric. I was skeptical when I first saw this the first time, but having since tried it, it definitely makes a difference. The idea is that you can bash the areas with multiple layers like the seams when you're turning up a hem, and it softens the fabric and making it easier to get the fabric through your machine. A couple of things I would say, having tried this, is definitely don't do it on your best table. Put something protective, usually onto the floor, ideally a concrete or stone floor if you have access to one. Put your project on top of that, and then cover your project with some scrap fabric or some calico, something like that, just to protect it. Try tapping away and build up the pressure of your hits as you go. See what works for you. I've only really done this on denim, where a distressed finish is more common. If you want to try it on other fabrics, I definitely think it would work, but try it out on scraps or samples first, just to see what results you get. Well, that's it for my tips for today. I hope you found them useful, and as I said, you can download a PDF copy from the episode webpage. If you haven't tried sewing with thicker fabrics, I hope this has inspired you to give it a go. If you have and have any experiences that you want to share, then please let me know. I always love to hear your thoughts and what you're working on or planning to make, so do get in touch. Full details of how to get in contact are in the show notes or on the So Much More Fun website. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Check out the show notes in the description area of your podcast app and click to follow or subscribe. Or head over to sewmindful.com/podcast, which is sewmindful.com, where you can also sign up for an email reminder so that you don't miss out on any juicy episodes. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, then please help others find us by leaving a review if you love this episode. And I'm always excited to find out what you got from the episode and how you plan to use the tips. And finally, if you have a question, feedback, or a topic you'd like me to investigate, then you can also email me at hello@somuchmorefun.co.uk. So until next time, stay gorgeous and have so much more fun.